They stressed that stagnation and decline were caused by blind imitation of the past, taqlid, and the continued survival and revitalization of the Muslim community required a bold reinterpretation, ijtihad, of Islam's religious sources, of Islam's religious tradition. Modernists criticized the popular religious practices of Sufism as responsible for un-Islamic and even superstitious practices that were a major source of decline. Islamic modernism had both positive and negative results. It appealed to only a small elite group of intellectuals, never developed into a popular mass movement that could implement change at a national or regional level. Modernists did not provide a systematic, comprehensive theology or program for legal reform, nor establish effective organizations to continue and implement ideas once the original charismatic leaders passed from the scene. However, it had a long-term influence by emphasizing pride in an Islamic heritage and the dynamic, progressive, rational character of Islam, helping new Muslim generations to see change as an opportunity rather than a threat, and providing the vocabulary for a new Islamic discourse for change and development. Modernists inspired educational reform and national independence movements rooted in religion that harnessed Islam for mass mobilization. Islamic modernism then produced a legacy of reinterpretation that often produced a synthesis of traditional concepts and modern thought to relate Muslim faith and religious tradition to modern realities. But at the same time, we see the emergence of modern Islamic revivalist movements, what some call fundamentalist movements. Some Muslims rejected both conservative and modernist positions in favor of Islamic organizations and an Islamic ideology that combined religious activism and religious ideology. They thought that the conservatives or ulama were too rigid. They thought that Islamic modernists tended, in keying to the West and interpreting Islam, to be westernizers of Islam, in a sense to produce a kind of Protestant Islam or Protestantization of Islam. Two major groups that have enduring influence are the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt and the Jamaat-e Islami, the Islamic Society, or group of the Indian subcontinent. They're prominent examples of modern revivalist or neo-revivalist Islamic organizations that linked religion to activism, political and social activism. Both movements emerged in the shadow of British colonialism in the mid-20th century, in societies where anti-colonial national independence movements were active. Their leaders, the Muslim Brotherhood's Hassan al-Banna, 1906 to 1949, and the Jamaat's Maulana Abu Ala Madudi, who lived from 1903 to 1979, respectively, were pious Muslims whose upbringing and educations exposed them to Islamic education, but also to Islamic modernist thought and Western learning. Both leaders combined religion and activism. They shared a revivalist ideology and established activist organizations that remain vibrant today and have served as an example to others throughout much of the Muslim world. They are the trailblazers in many ways. Both movements were organized and garnered their ideological outlooks from the example of Muhammad in his first Islamic religio-social reformation or revolution to the neo-revivalist movements of the 17th and 18th century. They established communities of true believers, as they saw it, who were committed to the struggle to transform society. Rather than leaving their societies, they organized their followers into an Islamically oriented community in order to form a dynamic nucleus of leaders capable of transforming society from within. Each formed an ideological fraternity that developed a well-knit socio-religious organization with a network of branches and cells. Members were trained and reinforced in their faith and commitment to create a more Islamically oriented state and society. Members underwent a period of training and ideological indoctrination that emphasized religious knowledge and moral fitness and concentrated on moral and social programs. All of this was done out of a belief that the unity of the Brotherhood of Believers must replace the religious, political, and socioeconomic factions that divided and weakened the Muslim community.